As far as controversial shows go, Mzansi Magic's latest reality show, Izangoma Zodumo, is right up there with the very best. The show, which follows the lives of larger-than-life personalities and sangomas Prudence Magagula and Makgotso Makopo, has left viewers entertained, others angry, others fascinated, and others just purely scared. This week on the Chisa Life podcast, we got into conversation with Gogo Maweni, who gave us a front row seat into her life, chatting all things sangoma, all things her calling. She gave us an explanation to her witchcraft comment, having SK Khoza as a baby daddy, feel the air codes, and everything in between. My name is Griselda Kitana. This is the Chisa Life podcast. Welcome.
Yes, Mzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Hi, Makgotso, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. It's such a pleasure to be able to talk to you.
For people that don't know who Makgotso is, give us a brief kind of introduction into where you come from, how old you are, you know, what makes Makgotso Makgotso.
So Makgotso is a mom of three amazing boys, a sangoma, Inyanga, you know, Gogo Maweni and Shabalenkoma, two different people in one vessel. And, you know, at times I think people don't understand that. But she's also goal-driven, strong, you know, strong-willed, wants to make it in life. I love animals, most importantly. You know, I always say some people get it wrong when I say that I respect animals more than I respect human beings, because animals won't hurt you. But
wow.
Humans will. No, but it's the truth.
Wow. And people take I've never it heard funny. Anybody put it that way.
No, animals will not disrespect you, will not do anything to hurt you. Instead, they're more afraid of you than you being afraid of them. So, yeah, I'm very business-minded as well. I have an online boutique, which, to be honest, I'm going to close down. Not because I can't sustain it, but I don't have time to run it, you know. And you get to employ people who just mess up your business. But I'm more now into isn't this a bunyanga, and I'm growing in that, and I love what I do. I mean, before when I found out I had a calling, I said, oh, hell no, I'm not going to do that. Bunyanga, I'm a sangomanyolile. You know, I had the stereotype, people sangomanyolile, they're not sociable, people don't want to be around them. I left. I went to America, I studied clinical psychology, and when I went to America, I figured my ancestors wouldn't follow me. So, little did I know, things got worse. Eventually, after a couple of years while I was in America, I got pregnant with Mason, and I had to come back home, and I, you know, to cut a long story short, I became a sangoma because of my son. He got very ill. He has epilepsy, and nobody knew what was wrong with him until I went to a healer, and he woke up while he was in hospital in a coma for 2 weeks.
Wow.
So that's mainly, you know, why I'm a sangoma today. I didn't want to become a sangoma. So I don't know. What else can I tell you? I love...
There's like so many, from just what you told me, there's like so many questions I have. Firstly, when was it, or how old were you when you were... You first realized you had a calling, or you were told you had a calling before you ran away to America?
Let's see, I got Mason when I was 27. So I think when I found out I was 23. I was 23, and I was like, this is
not going to happen.
And funny enough, you know, I don't understand, and I think about it a lot. Was a healer that I constantly went to. I always was intrigued about that life. You know how people are? You don't want certain people to find out what you do behind closed doors, right?
Mm.
So you are intrigued, but at the same time, you frown upon it. You know?
At the same time, you're like, it does not match my image.
Yeah, okay. Then you're like, no, because to be honest, when I decided to go full on and expose the fact that I'm a healer, I lost a lot of people. Because now people come to say, oh my God, do you understand?
Yeah.
Even romantically, I lost a relationship, which I didn't understand. Or somebody would like want to be around you, but the minute they see bees, they're like, yo, you know, this person is a, it's like now, I said that, people think I said I do.
I saw there was a lot of commentary around that they're like,
yeah,
oh, so
see,
she says she wants to bewitch all of us.
You see, listening is a skill and not all of us acquire it.
That is true.
And it's not my fault to make you feel comfortable. It's not my job. I'm not about that life. You need to listen when people speak as much as I listen attentively. I said, I can do, I don't do. Do you understand? It's not like I'm saying I do it all the time. Yes, I can do. I do have clients. When a client comes, doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
How do you treat something that you don't know how to create? I mean, it's like when you go to school, you learn different subjects. When you're umong and a person, you learn different things.
Yeah.
And people seem to, because on the first episode, they think I never did ubungun nubundao. How so? I don't know, but I'm like, I don't have time for this. At the end of the day, if I don't have clients, then there's something wrong.
That's something I'm doing wrong.
But my phone is ringing off the hook, and I'm trying to make things work, balance through, and it's just like, it was like that even before the show anyway, so it's not like it's something new.
Listen, I am intrigued by every single thing that you're saying, mainly because I'm one of the people that has just recently woken up to having to learn about, you know, African spirituality as much as one can learn when you don't have a calling or a teacher, you know, teaching you.
True.
Those three terms that you just said that you have learned, can you give me a brief definition of each? What does each one entail, or what sector of healing is it?
All right. Ubunguni is ukumemeza ukwazi, right?
Okay.
In English, to be able, it will sound weird in English, but I'll explain it in Zulu and in English. So in English, it's just ubunguni means ukuthi I'm able to allow my ancestors to speak through me.
Right.
So which means there's a body shift.
Mm-hmm.
Especially they teach you how to call izozilako, right? The little tasselil. Like me, which is my mom's brother. My mom's brother was a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And then he never came back. We don't know where he went, but I found out through the years when I took on Iskwama Sakhe, ukuthi washona kabuhlungu, do you understand? Because when I finally connected with him, I cried, like I had this bad feeling, you know? Washona kabuhlungu, washonela ehlathini, and, you know, nobody was there for him. He has kids, and his kids, mobiling, they are suffering.
Wow.
And every time Mangpasha, I always say, would you please lead me to them so I can help them?
Mm.
Or something, you know?
Mm.
So ubunguni, hizo zilimemezayo, ubunguni, uyakhona, uyalapha, uyaqinisa, uyahlambulula, right?
Okay.
But awukhona ukuphindisela emuva. Because kunamadlozi angazwani nezinto ezimbi. Right? And then kunobundawo. Ubundawo amadlozi asemanzini. Amanzunza. Do you understand? Amadlozi asemanzini. Bagqoka injeti, ipalu. It's water spirits.
You know,
like if you look at somebody who wears beads, you can tell from the different color beads what are they wearing them for.
Oh.
For instance, Ubunguni, the one that I told you about before, Abandao, they wear red and white. If you see somebody wearing red and white, you must know which uyakwaz, ukhona ukhipha idlozi, uyabhula nemfihlo uyakhona ukuyithola. Then ubona abantu abandawo bagcoka blue and white beads.
Oh, okay.
Like Toto Viano, it's white with blue lines, or blue and white. It's called Toto Viano. And those are water spirits. Those spirits, love red wine. More pasha, overselling red wine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dry red wine.
That is so interesting.
You dream of Ndeti, Ipalu. Ndeti comes in different colors, you know, the water spirits. You go talk to them, they love silver coins as well. You can balashela imali, ubaphahlele. Especially somebody who dreams of water a lot. If you dream of water a lot, you dream of the blue and white, you must know what Abanda or Bafunun Sundays, Ibangatunga Hambu, your Pasha, Pasha Manzin, the Selwange is very nice if you do that. That's what we were doing for Ukoko long in Twasisai. And then there's Amakeza, which is what Gogomaweni first is. There's Gogomaweni, there's Shabalenkom.
Okay, and those are two different aspects of.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Ugogo Maweni uyinyanga usebenzisa umuthi uyabhula uyahlambulula uyacinisa ukhona nokuphindisela emuva then ushaba lenkomo uyisangoma uyadida you understand uyadida uyakhwaza amageza awagidi awakhwazi you understand so two different things that's why I said in school you have different subjects And even as a person, there's difference. There's two young in us, but I'm going to say, hands on in the show, I go to that naughty little girl who was my friend then and now I don't know. But anyway, on the show, I go to this naughty little girl and I talk about Istunya. I didn't do Istunya. I didn't call up someone to Indonga, yes, to understand. So I went there thinking, we'll see how, you know, we are friends. I mean, she got on the show because of me. She didn't get on the show because they hunted her down and they looked at her, looked for her. I gave her a plug. So now.
Plug!
I gave her a plug. I was so shook. This girl is talking about me like this behind my back.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Hectic.
You know, I don't know how to do it. Give us a send a message. Oh, wow. This is what you think of me? After what I did? I took a leap of faith. I didn't know you from a bar, sorry, but because I spent time with you, I figured, you know what, we could do this together. Because this show is not something that I was approached for. This show was, I could say, we gave birth to this show with Udimi Rapport. So we had been doing this for 3 years. If you look at when the show starts, my baby's in that show. They're so young. My babies are not like that right now. It should tell you, Guti, if you are good, when we are as uzokhuluma impeto wakho. You know, I was like, this girl, does she know how far my mouth can get? But anyway, I was like, I can't say anything anymore because now everything I say is being taken out of context.
You know what? But that's kind of, it's the price of fame a little bit, you know, that you can't escape it because... You are only responsible for what you say and not responsible for what people hear.
I know.
Yeah.
I know that. That's why I say to myself, like, you know, it is what it is. As long as I'm happy, as long as my kids are happy and I'm doing right by my ancestors, which is something that, you know, I believe has taken me from point A to B, C, and D, you know. And I'm not now going to be ridiculed by people who don't understand where I come from. I even said the other day that it's not my responsibility to make anyone feel comfortable. If you are shook because I speak English like this and you don't think Sangomas are supposed to be learned, shame on you. Shame on you. If I could, the reason why the show, I wanted to show people like me that if I could do it, you too can do it, you know, because a lot of people think, oh my God, this is horrible. I cannot be a Sangoma. I have clients. Who are like me? will come to me because they understand my character and the way I speak.
Mm.
And I would always say, don't run. Find a way to appease them, because you run, everything will fall apart. From your relationships to your sex life, to work, to finances, to how people perceive you.
And in your case, to your children being affected.
Exactly. So that's why I always say, find a way to appease. Look like the candle, look at the sabagin. You are appeasing them. You're making them happy somehow. Because they keep knocking on the door and there's no answer until they start banging on that door. And then now you're like, oh my God, I need to do 1, 2, 3. But if you understood, you wouldn't run away from it, you know?
Yeah.
Our biggest thing is fear.
Yeah. And I mean, not understanding, or maybe not even having access to, you know, the right information.
Exactly. No, but then you find when he's going to come out and tell people, that then you have people, you know, some people have the audacity to send me DMs and say to me, if people know everything about Ubnyang, why would they go to Sangoma? Excuse you. Really?
You know, that is one of my questions, because I was going to ask you, one of the biggest reactions that has come out of the show, addition to, you know, people looking at your character or your eloquence in the English language, one of the biggest reactions has been they are revealing, you know, sacred information of our traditions or of the African spirituality. What do you have to say about that?
Because at the end of the day, we are not revealing anything that is sacred. This is what you mix and whatever for. In the show, we don't even show, but we don't show the procedure. Do you understand? We will show maybe highlights. But no, we won't show things like that. Ugutsi, that naughty girl went wakithu umntu wakhe wahambisa wayosola umuntu lahla la khona. That is wrong. I would never do that. You can't. Why would you take inhlolo zakho uyohlola emzini womuntu ungazi ukuthi kwenzakalani kuloyo muzi, ukuthi amadlozi wakho uyoxhumana nabo kanjani? I don't understand. But that's how she played it, and that's how, maybe that's how she works. I'm not here to ridicule anyone or undermine anyone's work. At the end of the day, that is not true. I'm not here to take out the secret. I'm here to educate people as best as I can, in a way where I wouldn't feel like, oh my God, you know, my husband, now here, you've just ruined your life. No. At the end of the day, you know you've got flu as a person, right?
Mm.
You know, because I must get cough mixture. But sometimes the flu is so bad, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm giving you the little bit, the insights, but you know, I'm not giving you entirely the package. People are just trying to be ridiculous. Honestly, I don't understand what is so bad. Okay, yeah, you're crushed over that one, I understand. No, keep on doing it, I understand. And we talk about my healing. But we're not here to ridicule that. Maybe that's how she works. I don't know how she works.
True.
You know?
True.
And I mean, I don't know. But at the end of the day, my thing is, watch the show. So much more is coming. So many emotions. So many drama will always be there. Whether it was, even if it wasn't in band, it was a household. There's always drama in a show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's life. My life is full of some form of drama. People don't listen, I shout. I have kids, but they don't sing. Aba mameli. Especially Kanyile. Kanyile put me through a loss, and I love him to bits. But you wouldn't see that now. But if you watch the show, you would understand where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've known him for over 10 years. And people who don't know that wouldn't understand why I speak to him the way I speak to him. And let's not forget the ghetto snack. You know. The ghetto snack. But anyway, I'm answering other things. Sorry.
No, it's fine, because you know what? This is one of the interviews where really I could listen to you all day, because I feel like things from your perspective are so interesting. You said in the beginning of our conversation that you, when you tried to run away from your calling, you went to America to study, and you studied clinical psychology?
Yes, I'm a clinical psychologist, which also helps me with what I do. You know, the other day I was sitting in the room and I said, did I think years to come I would study so hard, so far away from home, to sit in my Ndumba and not use my degree? But then I realized that I actually do use it. Because at some point, besides using the Bnyanga, I do talk to people, you know. Mm. Most of my clients are female. And I end up counseling a person. So now, not only am I using Western medicine, but Western procedures, I'm combining it with my traditional medicine as well, you know.
Yeah. So maybe even though it was you kind of trying to escape, it was just a detour to kind of equip you better.
Yeah, that's what I also thought. I thought, you know, I said to myself that there's a book of life, and you look at everything that has happened and how it has happened. Somehow things kind of came together, you know.
Yeah.
Things that I came together. I dated the wrong guys. I was told I could never have kids. I only got my periods when I was 22. And then I went to Babong Pasadena and I said, I want a baby. I don't care who your father is. I just want the baby, you know? And I was, you don't understand, even from high school, I used to go to Etembeni, Children of Fire, take care of kids. And when I found out that I can't have kids, I was heartbroken. Yeah. I don't want to lie.
But it's now you're a mom of three.
You know, when I was told I could not have any kids, and I understood that my kids came about, then I said, even if I don't have a husband, but as long as you give me kids, I'm fine. And look, now my husband comes when I'm 34, and he's the Zulu guy from Emakhaya, who is the total opposite of what I would date, but I fell in love with him. How weird is that?
And, I mean, here he is. He is the one that became the husband, so he must be the right one. I mean, I'm sure your ancestors wouldn't just bring somebody randomly at this point.
He's the right one. He's definitely the right one. I will tell you that. And it's funny how he knows Umuthi as well. And it's funny how he has a calling. I was so scared to tell him about his own calling until he started seeing things himself. Because I didn't want him to think now I'm trying to convert him.
Mm.
And then he started seeing things himself. And behind my back, he went to go see another Sangoma. And then he said to me, why did you not tell me? And I'm like, yo, I can't tell you everything. You need to see it yourself, because now you'll think I'm trying to convert you. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, when I put beads on him because those are beads that I saw, and he saw them as well. And a lot of people said, oh, we are controller, we are change. And I was like, yo, I don't want this, you know.
This is going to be a bit hectic.
Yeah, so... But I truly believe that he was sent by my ancestors. He understands me. He understands Umuthi. He understands the journey. And he helps me a lot in terms of when I slaughter, you know, I don't have to look for somebody to assist. He knows exactly what to do. There's a way to slaughter animals. There's certain things that I need from the animal. It's not like I had to show him and teach him things. Mm. He's kind of become
your partner now.
Yes, definitely. And the funny thing is, I don't know how weird this is, because I would have never dated someone like him, ever.
You know what? If there's one thing that I can take from this conversation is that while Ubungo Mabako may have helped you in other aspects, they definitely did not take away the spice. You are as spicy as they come.
No, they didn't at all. I have a foul mouth, but I've learned to control it somehow.
Lord have mercy. Okay, so I feel like we're going to have weekly conversations. I'm going to talk to your PR about that, because there's so much more we need to talk about, but we've already had this very long conversation for the moment. So for now, I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to ask you one more question. What do you have to say to the people that refer to you as a slay queen?
As a slay queen? Am I as a slay queen? Honestly, they don't. And I don't even know what the meaning of a slay queen is. Because I once thought a slay queen was somebody who goes to clubs and at a table and waits for somebody to buy them drinks. But yes, they have this expensive hair and expensive shoes. Yes, don't get me wrong, I do wear expensive hair and expensive shoes, but I pay my own bills.
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't know if that makes me a slay queen. Hey, what's that then now?
I mean, also you're a clinical psychologist / sangoma, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think I'm a slay queen. And I don't take anything bad that people refer me as, because that's your opinion, not mine. It doesn't affect how I live. It doesn't affect how my ancestors perceive me. I'm not above that. But I'm not a slay queen, unless if I don't know what the meaning of a slay queen is.
Well, and that's that about that. Thank you so much for taking time to chat with me. Congratulations on finalizing your traditional wedding.
And
yes, girl. Well, we will talk to you again, I'm definitely sure, because I'm quite sure with all the drama that I anticipate to be on the way in the show, things are going to get lit.
Yes, they are. Trust me. You are going to see fire, drama.
Yeah,
explosion, volcano.
So we are going to have to bring you back so that we can chat more about, you know, how people react and what people learn, most importantly, from the show. But for now, thank you so much for making time to talk to me.
All right, so enjoy the rest of your day.
Same to you. Bye.
Bye.